I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens, The Report. An idealistic Senate staffer is tasked by his boss to lead an investigation into the CIA's post-9/11 detention and interrogation program. This is sort of a rip from the headline story from, 10, 15 years ago. Annette Bening plays Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. This is going to open some old wounds for people and maybe restart that whole debate.
It is. An interesting timing as well. Actually, the movie is called The Torture Report, but they redact torture, so it's kind of a clever marketing scheme.
And I'm just wondering why now? I mean, the whole thing with basically the enhanced interrogation, as they called it during the Bush years, going back to Al-Qaeda detainees, that's like 15 years old or something. I'm just wondering, was there some reason it took so long, as far as you know, for this movie to come out?
This is one of those movies, kind of like All the President's Men, that's all about pursuing paper. And that's a really interesting side plot as well, because there's a great scene where Dan Jones, who's Adam Driver, plays the Senate staffer who's pursuing this report, goes to this sort of CIA office, and he notices there's no paper. The CIA operative says, yeah, because paper gets people like me in trouble. Jones says, well, paper is what we use to sort of maintain the rule of law. This current moment, we're so obsessed with what is the rule of law and the documents that support that and subpoenas going back and forth. So I think it's a timely story in that way. I mean, I think some people might avoid it because of politics, but I tell you, Adam Driver has become my favorite actor. When you can go from someone like this to Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies, he has incredible range. He's a veteran himself. And the person he's playing is really interesting. This Dan Jones person was in the Harvard Graduate School for government service. And the day after September 11th, he changed all of his courses to national security. He was going to go a different route, but he was inspired by September 11th to pursue government service. I was rewatching All the President's Men, and that is very much a movie of its time. I mean, I'm aware of all the political acronyms and that type of thing, but if you weren't alive, that movie is very incomprehensible. This is very different. Even for Generation Z that was born after September 11th, they're going to be able to understand what was going on.